Alright, gents, welcome back to Stoic Morning, your daily dose of ancient wisdom with a modern twist. Today, we're diving into something super important, self-compassion. Ever notice how quick we are to beat ourselves up? You know, that inner critic that's always ready with a harsh judgment? Well, let me tell you, that voice needs a timeout. We're gonna learn how to treat ourselves with the same kindness and understanding we'd offer our best friend. Trust me, this isn't about being soft or letting yourself off the hook. It's about building resilience, navigating life's challenges with grace, and becoming the best versions of ourselves. So, buckle up, because today we're unpacking 5 key takeaways to cultivate that self-compassion muscle. First up, recognize those negative thoughts. Seriously, become aware of them. When you catch yourself thinking, "I messed up, I'm not good enough," or "this is a disaster," pause. Acknowledge the thought without judgment. It's like watching a cloud drift by. You see it, you acknowledge it, but you don't let it define your whole sky. Next, challenge those thoughts. Ask yourself, is this truly accurate, or am I just being my own worst enemy? Often, those negative voices are fueled by fear and insecurity, not reality. So, replace those harsh self-criticisms with more compassionate statements. Instead of, "I'm a failure," try, "this didn't go as planned, but I can learn from it." Speaking of learning, remember that everyone makes mistakes. It's part of being human. Think about your favorite athletes. They're constantly pushing their limits, and yeah, they stumble sometimes. But they get back up, dust themselves off, and keep going. We need to do the same. View setbacks as opportunities for growth, not as evidence of personal inadequacy. Now, here's where things get really interesting. Practice self-care. This isn't about bubble baths and face masks, although those are nice. It's about actively nurturing your physical, mental, and emotional well-being. Get enough sleep, eat nourishing food, move your body in ways that feel good, and engage in activities that bring you joy. Think of it like this: how would you treat a friend who was struggling? You'd offer support, encouragement, and maybe even a good listening ear. Extend the same kindness to yourself. Finally, remember that you're not alone in this journey. We all face challenges, doubts, and moments of self-criticism. Connect with supportive friends, family, or mentors who can offer a different perspective and remind you of your strengths. Ever felt like you were drowning in self-doubt? You know, that feeling when the inner critic just won't shut up? I get it, we've all been there, but here's the thing. Imagine you have a friend going through a tough time. Would you beat them up for their struggles or offer a helping hand? Of course, you'd be supportive and understanding. Well, guess what? You deserve that same level of kindness from yourself. Take this situation, you're working on a project, and it's not going as smoothly as you'd hoped. Maybe you hit a roadblock, or things just feel overwhelming. That inner critic starts chirping away, "You're not good enough, this is too hard." Instead of letting those thoughts spiral out of control, try this. Pause, take a deep breath, and remind yourself that it's okay to struggle. You're human, acknowledge the challenges you're facing, but don't let them define your entire experience. Focus on what you can control. Break down the project into smaller steps, seek support from someone you trust, or simply take a break to clear your head. By treating yourself with compassion during setbacks, you build resilience and create space for solutions to emerge. So, here's the bottom line. Cultivating self-compassion isn't about being a pushover. It's about recognizing your worth, embracing your imperfections, and treating yourself with the same kindness and understanding you'd offer to a loved one. Remember, you are capable, resilient, and worthy of love and respect, starting with the most important relationship, the one you have with yourself. Now, I want to hear from you. Have you experienced moments where practicing self-compassion made a difference? Share your thoughts in the comments below or on our social media channels. And remember, keep striving for progress, not perfection, and always remember that you're awesome just as you are. Until tomorrow, gentlemen, keep it stoic.
Created with AI magic to deliver your daily dose of positivity, tap that review button if this show brightens your day.